When most technology company founders think Agile and Scrum, they tend to think of how those methodologies can be used to improve the efficiency of their software development efforts. And while that's certainly understandable, given that Scrum was initially designed to help technical teams build and release products efficiently, OpenView Senior Advisor and Scrum Inc. CEO, Dr. Jeff Sutherland, says that Scrum can actually be used to improve the work output of any team or profession. At OpenView, we found that Scrum can double the production of anything. It doesn't matter whether it's sales, marketing, software, or finance, says Dr. Sutherland. It works everywhere. That makes sense because Scrum's roots actually stem from lean manufacturing, an industry that isn't exactly analogous to software development. And the basic idea behind Scrum is to simply encourage teams to work better and produce higher quality outputs. Who couldn't benefit from that? Ultimately, that objective doesn't just apply to software developers who are tasked with churning out lines of code. It also serves as a distinct purpose for marketers who need to execute better marketing campaigns, outbound lead generation teams that need to improve their overall call efficiency, or even management teams that need to operate better board meetings. The business case for Scrum for non-technical teams. While the software development benefits of Scrum are pretty obvious, producing better software faster, improving user experience, etc., marketers, salespeople, and management teams sometimes struggle to see how Scrum can help them do their jobs better. Dr. Sutherland says that getting past that confusion is actually very easy if non-technical workers simply focus on one of the biggest business benefits from Scrum. Executed properly, Scrum can make everything happen twice as fast. For marketers, that could mean producing twice as many content and engaging twice as many prospects. For salespeople, it may translate to setting twice as many appointments or delivering twice as many proposals. For customer service teams, it could mean managing the service requests in half the time. Regardless of application or output, the overarching argument for Scrum is speed, efficiency, and improved productivity, Dr. Sutherland says. And while those benefits seem obvious, that doesn't mean that convincing non-technical teams to buy into Scrum will be easy. The opportunity for improvements are there, but the question is often whether you can get people to embrace Scrum, Dr. Sutherland says. That's the real challenge. It may take some work, but if you can get everyone to buy in, it won't take those teams too long to realize how Scrum can help them. Five ways Scrum can help any team. At OpenView, we expand Scrum beyond software and use it as a framework to break large projects, like developing an ebook, into manageable pieces called sprints. Methods for tracking this work range from agile management software like version 1 to good old-fashioned post-its. Regardless of how you manage it, however, there are five key ways that Scrum can help non-software-focused professionals improve their efficiency and effectiveness. Number one, understand how tasks fit into the bigger picture. Because Scrum allows you to break down complex projects into manageable tasks, it forces you to think about specific actions needed to reach a goal, and it encourages reviewing and revising those actions with your team. The ultimate goal is always in mind, but the steps necessary to achieve it are the main focus. Keep tabs on your team. Scrum encourages transparency, but not micromanagement. Your team needs to know what you're doing and when they expect it to be done, but it's up to you to complete your work how you want. There is no real boss on a Scrum team, although product owners are ultimately held accountable for a finished product. Scrum also encourages autonomy within a team structure. Number three, build in deliverables. This is another way of saying hold yourself accountable to deadlines and specifics. It's not particularly helpful to say, I will publish an ebook on August 15th. That's a goal. But what specific tasks do you need to complete, and when will you need to complete them by? During each sprint, your items will read more like, I will complete a draft of my ebook and review it with my manager by August 1st. That way, your manager knows when to expect it, and you know when it needs to be done. Number four, stay organized. Effective project management requires organization, and that requires open communication and tracking. This is really at the heart of Scrum and effective project management in general. You are laying out a logical roadmap for getting things done. When you use Scrum or any other framework, staying on top of tasks is key to success. Number five, remain flexible but focused. Scrum sometimes seems like it has a lot of rules, but remember this, it's an agile framework. It is designed to deliver better products faster. This means you have to leave room in your sprints for the unexpected, and you also have to be able to prioritize your day to say no to low-impact requests that come up. Having a Scrum Master, or equivalent team member. Looking out for impediments and trying to figure out how to best handle them is an important part of reaching goals. How to adopt Scrum to work beyond software. Of course, while there's nothing about Scrum that's unique to software, that doesn't mean that your sales, marketing, or management teams will be able to leverage it exactly the same way that your software development team does. To make sure that Scrum translates into your organization, Scrum Inc. COO Alex Brown says that it's important to consider three key things. Number one, sprint length. Because of the iterative nature of technical companies and the type of products they create and sell, software companies typically opt to use sprints that last between 1 and 2 weeks long. Depending on the goals and the objectives of your non-technical teams, however, sprints may need to be shorter or longer. Just be careful not to incorporate so much time between sprints that your team lose their sense of urgency. Number two, the product to be worked on. With software development, this step is simple. With sales and marketing, it can be a bit more difficult to define what exactly the product is. More or less, your goal here is to define what exactly the team will be working on and what their activities will yield. Number three, the team functions necessary to complete a sprint. In other words, who are the equivalent developers, testers, etc. on the non-technical teams, and how do those functions translate to those organizational environments? Fair warning, it can be challenging to get all of the people necessary to accomplish a meaningful increment onto one team, but it is possible.